Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. With fixed routes and on-demand response service, they've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on a beautiful start to the Monday morning. It is mostly sunny skies right now. High night today near 74. Now, we could get some clouds and showers this evening. And then for Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 72. But to start the day, it is absolutely beautiful out. And we are going to have a lot of fun today. As joining us on today's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit, is our good buddy, Captain Kelly Collins. He is with the Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest. And boy, aye matey. I'm not very good as you are at that, Captain Kelly, but glad you could join us today and talk a little bit about all the fun things that are going to be taking as you get yourself set up. Look at this, Joel. He brought donuts appropriately from
Jolly Pirate.
Jolly Pirate. And he's ready to go.
And I brought a few goodies for you.
He's got a bag of tricks there for sure.
Look at this. I mean, he's got his, you know.
The only thing he's missing is the eye patch. I mean, he's got all the other appropriate garb on.
I mean, look at my man. He is ready. Got the dab.
Got something for breathing.
Got the nice rubber ducky right there. He's got his hat. He's got a bunch of rubber duckies.
Look at that one.
Oh, what do we got there? Coasters?
I don't know. I've never seen a red-haired pirate before, let alone a red-haired pirate duck.
That's a scarf. That's a bandana. Walking the plank.
My question to you is, where is the lovely Mrs. Collins? Usually we get to see her.
She's chained to her desk.
I'm not saying anything else about that. That's just terrible. Chained to her desk. You have a good weekend there, Captain Kelly?
Oh, we've been busy stuffing treasure chests.
Oh, I'll bet you have. How exciting is this? I mean, it's... Gosh, I remember when this started a number of years ago, you really weren't sure what you were going to get out of this. And I'm still not sure what we're getting out of this either, to be honest with you. But, I mean, this thing is just taking off. How much fun are you having?
Well, we worked so hard, you know, and it started 3 years ago. There were a group of us. There were six friends. It was during Winterfest, and we just decided, we heard that people go out in costumes. And we hadn't been to Winterfest before, so we didn't know. So we were living on a lake, so we said, hey, let's dress up as pirates. And we did, and everywhere we went, people were just so excited to see us, and everybody wanted their pictures taken with us. And so we decided to start a Facebook group after that. And we're up to 1,400 members of the Buckeye Lake Pirates now. And
that's a lot of pillaging and plundering.
Bunch of scurvy dogs, that's what they are. So we named our group, now I know this is a little challenging, we're on Buckeye Lake and we're pirates, so the name of our group is Buckeye Lake Pirates.
See, that's why you get paid the big money.
Yeah. Wow. How long was the committee meeting on that one? That was probably hours with a tabled and 30 days later session.
A few rums in, I would imagine.
Well, we figure if you can't remember that, you're not smart enough to be in the pirate crew, right? So we started our first year. What the group just kept saying, you know, Captain Kelly, we want to have a party. We want to have a festival. We want to have a place we can all get together at once and have a big, big celebration. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't find anybody to do it. So it ended up falling back on us. And so Nina and I decided to jump in and walk the plank, so to say, and started it at the village of Buckeye Lake, right at the community center, the Harbor Community Center. And it really worked out great. There were about 3,000 people there the first year. And so the second year, we had about 5,000 people attend over the 3 days. And there was just no place to park. It was just completely packed. We just kind of shut down the village. There were so many people there. So we decided if we're going to continue with this, we're going to need a bigger facility. So we started looking, and we found a place on the east end in Thornport. It's called Captain Big Stands. And it's a big facility. He's got about 30-40 acres of land out there. He's building a 250 site campground out there. So it's going to be a new home. It's going to be Captain Big Stands. It's going to be our Port Royal this year. When you take Route 13 south of Interstate 70, the first traffic light you come to, you turn left, and it's just a little ways down the road. So it's free for parking. It's free to attend. Now, it's free for parking, but we're going to ask you to do us a favor, guys. If you're going to come out there and park, please bring a canned good. We're trying to raise some canned goods and some food for the Southeast Ohio Food Bank.
Very cool.
So it's free to park. If you forget to bring a can, when you come back on Saturday, bring two.
Okay. Or you'll have to walk the plank.
Well, you may find yourself in Davy Jones' locker. All right. So when you get there, we call it Port Royal. When pirates get together, they would always say, we're going to Port Royal at this island, or we're going to Port Royal at this location. So when we get together, it's called Port Royal. And there's going to be two marketplaces this year.
Hmm.
So we're going to have the pirate marketplace with about 100 vendors. But then behind that, we're going to have a Renaissance market, which is something new for us. We've never been able to do that. Never had space, you know, to do it before. And people say, well, what's a Renaissance market? I tell them, think of the late 1800s in a peddler's village. That's pretty much what a Renaissance market's mm-hmm. going to look like. So a lot of fun stuff is going on in the Renaissance market.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back for the third year, we're going to have the world's tallest RV. And at the Northern Exposure. And so they'll have their pirate ship set up, and they got the mast up way up in the air, and it's a beautiful sight.
Is that the one with the cannon?
Arr, matey, he be firing off the cannon.
That's the, yeah. If you've ever been to Pirate Fest, when the cannon goes off, you know what I'm talking about.
So he'll be prepared. So I told him last year, I said, you're going to have to blow the whistle before you fire the cannon.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
Make people prepared. Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
we give a keep... little. I mean, you know, at the Jackets game, at least you score
when
a goal,
score,
and then you
know
get
what's coming.
So you know it's happening.
We want to keep all the pants dry there. So blow the whistle first. So now, when you get there, when you get there, now we're going to have two stages
yep.
with music this year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have Captain Big Stan's stage, and there'll be bands playing on there. But then in the Renaissance Market, we're going to have a smaller stage. And we'll have some acoustic guitar players and jugglers and magicians and storytellers and acoustic guitar and just all kinds of music there. And that, we're going to have music over there from the time we start on Friday, which, by the way, starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, goes till 8, and then Saturday and Sunday. So all weekend we'll have music, entertainers in the Renaissance Market. So that's something new we're able to do this year because
Very nice.
We've got the added space.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, on the big stage, we've got the Whiskey Witches. And I don't know if you've heard these ladies sing before, but they're quite
the
treat.
I want you just to say that one more time.
Our matey, it'd be the Whiskey Witches.
Thank you.
Yes, they're
You had me at whiskey. You lost me a little bit at witches. I won't kid you.
Well, I call them sea hags myself.
Oh, hey, ho, ho.
They're a couple of beauties. They'll be there to spread some cheer. Now, what they normally do is when they go to facilities, they do tastings, like whiskey tastings and so forth.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is something a little different. We created a drink. It's going to be called the Captain's Carbless Grog. And we're working with Carbless. And mm-hmm. so it's a, you ready for this? It's going to get yourself an ice glass. You're going to put in some ice, and you're going to add a shot of dark rum. You're going to add some lemon-lime Carbless. Put some black salt on the rim. Put a lime on it. We're going to stick a sword through it. So that's going to be your beverage. It's going
wow.
to be called Captain's Carbless Grog.
You know, I knew I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I really like him.
Now, you know, you may not know this, but the history behind grog is that ship captains, they're pirates, were getting drunk all the time. And so they decided they needed to water the rum down a little bit so he wouldn't get drunk as quickly. And then they would put lemons or limes in it to help prevent them from getting scurvy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the history behind grog. And so we are coming up with our own flair of grog.
Love it.
With the dark rum, the lemon lime, Carbless, and this black salt on the rim adds just that little extra to it.
So. And that'll be available all weekend or just that night of the show?
All weekend
okay.
at Captain Big Stan's.
Yep.
But we're working with the finer pubs and establishments around the lake, and they're all going to be serving it too.
Okay.
So Carbless is going to help promote it with some posters, and they're providing them with the black salt and the swords to stick in the lines. And so
love it.
It's going to be a nice, fun drink people can enjoy over the weekend.
Heck yeah.
Celebrating about
with,
it.
With us. The treasure hunt. We're coming back again with
yep.
the treasure hunt. That's what you asked me what I did over the weekend. I was stuffing treasure chests all weekend, getting them ready for this treasure hunt. They'll be located when you come to Port Royal Pirate Fest, you get a treasure map. And on the map it shows you with red X's, and it's in three counties, you know, Licking County, Fairfield County, and Perry County, we've got treasure chests. And the only way you're going to know where to find them is to come to Port Royal and get your free treasure map. And then take the family and head out looking for treasure. So we've got there's fun, you know, people think, oh, it's just a pub crawl. No, it's not a pub crawl. It's a treasure hunt. This is family friendly. Take the kids, you know, with you and go out looking for treasure.
How many are we talking? Do you have hidden?
37.
Oh, wow.
Last count. So, yeah.
Okay.
And I know in the past Captain, you've done it where, you know, there was like a Jeep trail and a, you know, jet ski trail and those kind of things. Are you doing that again this year?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Yes, we are.
Awesome.
We're actually going to have, so if you live in the village of Buckeye Lake and you have a golf cart,
yep,
hop on your golf cart. You go to the R&R Bait Shop and he's going to give you treasure map and he's going to give you a list of locations you can get to by golf cart right there in the village of Buckeye Lake. So the other one we're doing, which is new this year, we're going to do a bicycle tour. So if you have, if you're on a bicycle or just bring your bike out to Buckeye Lake, yep, for the, you know, for the weekend, you're going to go to the Buckeye Lake Welcome Center. It's a new facility. It actually hasn't officially opened yet, so I'm letting the cat out of the bag. it hasn't officially opened yet, but they're going to be open for Pirate Fest. And it's this blue building with a lighthouse on it, right on Route 79, and it's Escape to Buckeye Lake. They're the ones that are sponsoring it. So you go there, you get your treasure map, and then you can hit, I forget how many it is, 10, 12, some 13 treasure chests by bicycle. But what we're going to have you do is hop up on the bike path on the lake and ride your bike over to Leeb Island, and you've got the Island House and Fisher's Marine over there. So two more treasure chests that you can try to parlay and get your way ready to win some treasure. And I've got a motorcycle tour. We're working with Roadhouse Cycles again. And they're going to, you start at Roadhouse Cycles, same thing, get your treasure map and a list of locations you can get to by motorcycle that are motorcycle friendly. And you're going to work your way around the lake and they're going to go to Port Royal and register for treasure chests there. And of course, if you're if you live over in the Thornville, Thornport area and you've got one of those ATVs or side-by-sides, you're going to go to the Lake's End and there they're going to give you your treasure map and a list of locations that you can get to legally on an ATV or side-by-side. You can't ride them.
Pirates do something legally? Come on
I can't say too much over the radio. There may be a few people listening today. And I don't want the county sheriff listening to my conversation. But yeah, there, you can actually, you can cross a state route. You can't drive on a state route. So we're in the country there in that area. So we've plotted out a course that they can get to about a dozen treasure chests on their ATVs.
Very nice.
And now, of course, if you're a sea captain, you've got your pirate ship there, you can go by boat, too. We've got at least 12, 13 places you can get to by boat. You go to the Buckeye Lake Marina, same thing. They're going to give you a treasure map and a list of locations you can get to by boat. And then the last thing we have is a steampunk tour. Because Pirate Fest isn't just for pirates. Pirate Fest is for pirates, steampunk, and mermaids. And steampunk, they're into... Victorian area type costuming and so forth, which is very similar to what pirates wear, you know, dress. So we get a list of locations, and for that one, you come to Port Royal, and there's a steampunk group there, and they're the ones that are going to give you your treasure map and a list of locations that are steampunk friendly. So,
So is there a mermaid tour too?
You know, I didn't bring back the mermaid tour this year. We found that the mermaids have a hard time. We got to keep it close to the water. So.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
It seems to make
sense. That's where they want to be, I would think.
And with all the boats, with all the boats out there on the pontoon tour,
that wouldn't work too well.
Yeah, we had a few incidents last year. I don't want to get into that. So we decided not to do the mermaid tour this year. But thank you for reminding me of that terrible incident.
Sorry.
Yes. I guess scurvy dog.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Brought to you by Lincoln County Transit.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today is Captain Kelly Collins with the Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest. Mostly sunny skies to start the day. Could see a few clouds roll in later this afternoon, a little bit of rain as well, but most of the rain's going to hold off until tonight, and then really on Tuesday is when we're going to see a lot of rain come in, mostly cloudy Tuesday with a high near 72. And Captain Collins, we were talking, you know, about
how this thing has just expanded. We touched a little bit in the first part of the show, but what is it about pirates and this entire Pirate Fest that you think draws folks in? I mean, what is it that says, man, I want to come down and be a part of this thing?
Well, being a pirate, first off, it's attitude more than it is costuming. But the costumes really, you know, bring out, you know, how much fun it can be. Life is tough. It's very stressful. People are struggling, and this gives them a chance to escape from their daily mundane life and their, you know, their 9-to-5 or whatever it is, and just put on a bandana, wrap a bandana around your hat, and come to Pirate Fest. Around your hat, I mean, and come to Pirate Fest, you know. And you can buy all the costume stuff you need there. Yeah, come spend some money while you're there.
Have you always been, though, pirate guy? I mean, well, I know you guys have done a lot of things with, like, haunted houses and those kind of things, but, yeah. I mean, have you always been intrigued by that life?
Well, for my wedding reception, I was dressed as a pirate. Does that
enough
kind
said.
Of explain?
Yeah. And how long have you been married?
Well, I don't look when I cross the street anymore.
That is a, I've never heard it put like that before, which is his way of saying, I got no idea, and she's listening.
Oh, yeah, she's probably listening, too. You guys got a place I can sleep tonight? You got a couch?
Well, I mean, it just, I mean, for you, this is something you've just, what was it that drew you to it?
A party.
Was it?
I was invited to a party 40-some years ago, 50, I don't know what it was, but a long time ago. And I didn't have a costume, but I struggled. I hit the thrift store and found enough stuff to dress up to be a pirate. Mm-hmm. And I just enjoy entertaining. I enjoy making people laugh. I like to pose for pictures when I'm in my pirate costume. People, you know, everybody likes a picture taken with the pirate. And I just stopped to get donuts on the way, Jolly Pirate. And everybody here is taking pictures. And everybody wants, you know. And I
well, yeah, how often do you see a real pirate at Jolly Pirate?
That's right.
When he doesn't have
that's a first. They remembered me from last year.
And then when he's coming back, get the money first. Before he plunders us. See, look, we got him speechless.
Yeah. Well, but it's just something, you know, the biggest pirate festival in the whole world is in Tampa, Florida, and it's called Gasparilla. And they have over 300,000 people attend Gasparilla.
Wow.
And they have festivities all week, and then they have pirate ships that come in firing their cannons, and they capture the key to the city of Tampa. So they have the mayor there. They have this big celebration, and these pirates all... They dock there on the and head right over, and it's this big ceremony. And they have a parade. It's 3 hours long for the Gasparilla. Yeah, it's just
3 hours long.
That's 3 hours long parade. That's pirate crazy. Ships and pirates. And
do they do it at the football stadium with the big Buccaneer ship and all that? I mean, that seems to me that'd be a great place to do it.
I know it's downtown. It's on the river, and I can't at the entrance to the bay, and I don't know the area well enough to know specifically, but I know it's right in the middle of downtown Tampa. And so that kind of inspired us.
I was going
to
say, now
festival.
Let's, and then talk a little bit about maybe kind of something you're going to do with city folk for your coming up.
Well, you know, the people in the village of Buckeye Lake are sad to see us, you know, pull the anchor and head over to the East End. So now this is just for you two. Nobody's listening, right? Mm. Okay. So we're going to do something special this year. We're going to, you know, when you watch the Olympics and the Olympics are over and are ready to start the new Olympics, they pass the torch, right? And it goes from, you know, from country to country. Well, we've got a flag, and our flag's hanging in the village of Buckeye Lake. And if we're moving Pirate Fest to the east end of the lake, I think that flag should have to go with us. And so Commodore Silvermane Flint of the Buckeye Lake Pirates, he's got a crew ready, and we've got some things in the works for Friday, May the 15th. So, again, just between the three of us.
That's right.
Nobody's going to know about this.
And what's this person's name again?
Commodore.
He's Commodore Silvermane Flint. He's the Commodore of the Buckeye Lake Pirates.
So. Silvermane Flint.
Yes. So he's got silver hair. I don't know about the flint part. Does he have a lot of flint?
Armady. He's well armed. He's well armed. Let's put it that way. So he's going to lead a crew, and they're going to go to the boatyard at 3 o'clock on Friday, May the 15th, and there's going to be something going down. That's all I can tell you.
Something going down and something going up.
So plans are in the works, and they'll be sailing. Once they capture the flag, they'll be sailing to the east end of the lake to the Port Smokehouse, which is going to be renamed Port Smokehouse Pirate Haven. So they'll be sailing there once they capture the flag, have a ceremony there, and then from there they're going to transport the flag up to Captain Big Stan's and for Port Royal. So there'll be a ribbon cutting Friday at 5 o'clock at Captain Big Stan's. So cool. Invite everybody out for the ribbon cutting, have some fun. Again, it's all free. Free admission, free parking, free music. And then Friday night, we're going to have pirate karaoke. There's some talented pirates out there, and there's some screechers too, I'm sure, but we've got some talented people out there who can get up on the big stage at Captain Big Stan's. Could you imagine seeing yourself up on stage and singing?
No.
Yeah, neither and could I. Know I. Yeah. Neither
could I mean, once you get by Crocodile Rock, what else is there?
Well, there'll be plenty of pirate songs.
I don't see Ebony and Ivory happening.
Well, I bet there'll be a lot going on there. I guarantee you that. That might be worth the price, free price of admission right there.
Well, but that's going to be fun. But let me tell you, yeah. There's something else we're doing that I haven't even let the cat out of the bag with you guys yet. So this is going to be a first in the pirate festival industry. And we've got a great sponsor. Carbliss is going to sponsor us. So it's going to be the Carbliss Pirate Fashion and Body Art Show. And so we're going to have models, 10 models, dressed up in their full pirate gear, one at a time. They're going to walk the stage, pose, show off their pirate costumes. And then after those 10 models are finished, and we're going to have 10 more models that are body painted. So they're wearing their pirate costumes, but they may have a full sleeve painted in a nautical or a pirate theme, or their legs may be covered, or upper chest area or something. There's no exposed, you know, private parts, you know, that were covered up, but they're going to have some fabulous body art to show off.
Very cool.
You're going to have two fashion shows going on starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So bringing another first to the industry, something we came up with that we thought would be an opportunity for people to showcase. And you've seen, you've been to Pirate Fest, and you've seen some of the fabulous costumes.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
I want to go up sometimes and just say to folks, how much did you pay for that? I just don't want them to stab me. Because, I mean, some of these things, Captain, I mean, they are...
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Yes, to say the least. The
Commodore Silvermane Flint, his costume, you're probably looking close to $2,000 in costuming.
That's what I... Look, again, I ain't going to ask the guy. He's loaded and fit for bear. Whatever you want to spend.
Just call him Commodore.
Commodore.
Yes, and he'll be fierce. He'll be leading up this crew, like I said, on Friday. So, but for the fashion show, and you can come to Pirate Fest. We'll have costumes there that you can buy. And we'll even have costumes, you know, very reasonably priced that you can buy just to get started. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about being a pirate. You don't have to start out with this very expensive costume. Your first year, just grab a bandana and wrap it around your head, and you're a pirate. Mm-hmm. Come on over there and have some fun. But eventually what you'll start doing, you'll be having so much fun, you've seen all these people in these great costumes, and you budget. You know, okay, for the first year, I'm going to get a nice vest or a jacket, you know, and then a hat. Speaking of hats, I forgot to mention, there's actually going to be a pirate hat making class. Escape to Buckeye Lake is sponsoring that. And I'm sorry, I did not write down all the details. But
that's awesome.
It's on Wednesday evening, and it's at the Escape to Buckeye Lake Welcome Center.
Yeah.
But if you go to our website, BuckeyeLakePirateFest.com, from there you can find a link to where the hat-making class is.
See, I see Donny in like the big gold hoop earrings. Because, I mean, a good earring sets off a pirate, too.
Which Donnie are we talking about?
You.
Oh, I was talking about the wife.
I mean, he's already almost got the, you know, the shiny head.
Right.
Well, so a nice big gold hoop earring.
Yeah, and match an eye patch, you know. Eye patch.
Well, I was thinking if I did the body paint, you ain't got enough paint. So you might want to stock up, and I can guarantee
call
that.
Call Sherwin-Williams. Yeah. We need more.
Anybody run over to Bear over in Heath and tell him to bring us some because we need it.
How about a roller more. Instead of a paintbrush? We use exactly. A roller on
your
it.
Your roller's not big enough. Your roller's not big enough. Get back to the treasure hunt. If let's say folks can't get out. Is this online, too, where folks can print a copy of the map
sure.
and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, if you go online, we do have the list of locations on our website where you can go. And so some people, if you just want to pull it up on your phone while you're driving
right,
around,
that's what I was getting at, yeah.
Look at that there. But the fun thing is with the treasure hunt is once you look at the map and you figure out a course, plot a course,
yep.
you know, And you don't have to take the ones close by either. Take a tour around the lake and go to some places you've never been before. Look on the treasure map and see what businesses are listed. Say, hey, we've never been there. Let's go try that out. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, it's family friendly. There's a place called The Pines at Buckeye Ridge. It's a new facility that's out there. They do a lot of things for the vets and so forth. Beautiful facility with animals, and you can pet the animals and so forth.
Cool.
Go there. Check that place out. You've never been there. They're going to have a treasure chest. See if you can win their treasure chest. There's Cherokee Creek Bison Ranch, a fairly new place that's also available. You can get bison meat there and bison products, and they got teepees there. And we're going to have pirates camping there over the weekend. So that's happening. But Buckeye Lake Marina, Fisher's Marina. So, again, yeah. It's not just bars. But if you're looking for bars and restaurants, we got plenty of those on the tour, too. But there's other places you can go that are fun, and you get just an experience for your family. Take
right
the kids
on.
And go.
Right on.
And we're going to have a pirate ship set up at Port Royal for the kids with games and so forth for the kids to play with a pirate ship there. So, and then we're going to have a petting, not a petting zoo, but we're going to have an area set up with some animals, the Pines at Buckeye Ridge. They're mm-hmm. going to bring some animals over. So people can get up close and take their pictures and so forth. So,
all right, give me the times, dates, all the particulars, where the new Port Royal is going to be so folks know where to head.
Well, and I will, but let me just tell you, the main thing we're doing also is that scorpion petting zoo. I'm anxious for you to try that out.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Think of that. Yeah,
yeah, I can imagine what you're put one, too. So yeah.
Who's doing the petting on that?
Okay, Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest, Friday, May the 15th, starts at 4, goes till 8. Saturday, May the 16th, starts at 11 a.m., goes till 5. And Sunday, May the 17th, starts at 11, goes till 4.
Mm-hmm.
Just take Route 13 yep. south of Interstate 70 to the first traffic light you come to, which is Blackbird Lane. And turn left, and you'll see Pirate Fest down the road, just a little ways down the road.
I'm sure you can't miss it. I am sure.
I would hope not.
You can't miss it.
And we've got a lot of parking, but we're also setting up a remote lot right there when you turn on the Blackburn Lane. We're going to have extra parking there with a shuttle.
Shuttle.
And you know, just shuttle you back and forth once we fill the parking lots up at big stands.
And remember to bring at least one can of food. Let's help out folks who need it.
Yeah, it's the Southeast Ohio Food Pantry, and they're going to be stocking the pantry there in Thornport. There's a food pantry there, so they're going to be collecting food and filling their shelves over there and other pantries around that area in Perry County. So we're excited to work with them and start to get some food.
You
know, we did it the last couple of years. We did a Fill the Hearse event, and we had people bringing their canned goods and filling a hearse, and we filled the hearse too. So let's fill these barrels here we're going to have at Pirate Fest.
There you go. Help out the folks and go and have a good time. As you mentioned, free food or free admission, no pay for parking, just bring the can. And if you can't come one day and you come the next, as you said, bring a couple of cans. It's all going to go to a good cause and helping folks who are struggling. Captain, as always, it's a pleasure to have you in. A lot of fun. And it's a rain or shine event, too. Folks need to know, hey, you pirates, that doesn't bother you one bit, does it?
Bring an umbrella. You know, we'll deal with what we got to deal with.
Well, that big hat you got right there should keep you dry.
I do wear this when it's raining.
I would think,
and hydrated.
Yeah, you got that right. Just kind of
fill
go
it up,
water
drink
out of
it. Up.
Again, that's Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest. It all gets underway on Friday, May 15th. Go to the website. Go to the Facebook page. All that information is right there for you. So again, I want to thank our guest today, Captain Kelly Collins with the Buckeye Lake Pirate Fest. You've been listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3, brought to you by Licking County Transit.